The first day of term has a flavour that is all its own. For one thing, it invariably dawns fair and bright, no matter how appalling the weather has been in the days preceding it. In fact, the last 2 weeks of the school summer holidays had been cold and rainy, washing out any plans for picnics or gardening which I had made. As headmistress of the neighbouring village school of Fairacre, I had hoped to spend the last weeks of my summer break in tidying the garden before the autumn leaves swamped the place. Now such plans had been thwarted, for I must return to my school duties. On this particular September morning, the view from my kitchen window was bathed in sunlight. Dew sparkled on the lawn where a thrush hastened hither and thither with an ear alert for worms below. Spiders' webs decorated the hawthorn hedge with medallions of silver lace, and the branches of the old Bramley apple tree were bowed down with fruit. Beyond this spread 100-acre field dotted with sheep, and farther still, the misty bulk of the downs against the sky. I was lucky to live in this pretty downland village of beech green. Luckier still to live in the cottage which was now my home. For it had been left to me on the death of a dear friend and colleague, Dolly Clare. She had lived there for most of her long life, arriving at the age of 6 with her sister Ada and her parents, Francis and Mary Clare. It was Francis who had rethatched the cottage, and some of his tools had been used years later by a young thatcher who inherited them.
Well, yes, and then again, no.
He stood back and examined it carefully for a moment or two, between half-closed eyelids, trying hard to think.